I'm going to rest one or two. We've had a heavy workload of cricket, and obviously it's that time of the year as well. And we've had a lot of illness in the camp actually as well. So Montepana, our work player, he's been quite badly poorly over the last week, so we need to give him the window to rest. And Mike Yardie equally is obviously well documented that what he's been fighting, etc. So it's again a window for him to just catch some time with the family and some space to be able to come back strong. Will Beer, who's done really well for the previous one-day competitions. He's had a bit of form recently and got a ball at a better pace, which is exciting. We'll see how he goes. On a wicket, that Tiphaine should take a bit of turn as well. And we're looking to, if illness permitting, Amjad Khan to have a run out as well, which would be good. We haven't really played as much one-day cricket as we'd have hoped he would have done this year. So again, a chance to see whether he can come into contention for the back end of the season.
And are you free really to play who you want? Obviously, India want a big test, don't they, to warm themselves up to face England after a disappointing test series?
Yeah, look, you've got to get it right. We've got to treat the game with the respect it deserves. It's sold out, so you've got to put a team out that does merit to 7,000 people who have paid good money to come and watch. They might not have come to watch Sussex, majority of them. I think majority might have come to watch the Indians, but so be it. We have to put out a team that respects the game and respects the fixture, and that's paramount. But equally, we have to take the opportunity to rest one or two players as well. It'll be a lot of our one day team, or regular one day players, will be playing in the match, which is how it should be.
And the game's taken on a sort of extra significance with India really needing to find their form.
Yeah, look, it's a different format completely, and some of the techniques needed in the shorter format are different to the red ball. The amount of bounces you can bowl is going to be limited because the rules don't permit one above shoulder height. The ball won't, the red ball, the white ball doesn't swing. It will spin, but they're generally quite good players that spin, so it should be a format that suits them at the moment, given where they are.
And they're a proud nation, aren't they? India will be hurting. They'll be looking to, as you say, to show that they are the world champions in the one-day form.
Well, they are, and that's you can't tell you whatever's happened just happened in the Test match series. They are, as you said, the world champions, and they are a proud nation. And they might be just about to go into quite a big period of transition in the longer form, but in the wonder form, the rules are pretty. A few years ago, we went quite close to beating Australia in a three-day game. We played Bangladesh last year, and we hammered them. We hammered them by over 100 runs. Not saying it will happen tomorrow, but these occasions do. We've got nothing to lose, our players. It's a free game for us. It's just reputations to be gained, nothing to lose. It's exciting.